Coming to you from Skybird Studios in Northumberland, New Hampshire, a land of ice and snow, it's the Radio Thrift Shop. We play the dustiest of grooves from the early 1900s right through today. There's no agenda, no genre, just music that I enjoy sharing with you. It's all about the joys of musical discovery. I'm DJ Frederick. Thank you for listening, and welcome to the Thrift Shop. Carlo Green's from the new LP, In Green We Dream, and that is The Jelly Roll. Well, hello, this is DJ Frederick. I'm with you every Saturday evening on WSCS from 10 p.m. until midnight, right here on your radio dial at 90.9 FM or online at classicalwscs.org. I'm going to start out this edition of Radio Thrift Shop playing some music that is new, or at least new to me. So we're going to drop the needle on a brand new release by Marshall Allen, leader of the Sun Ra Orchestra. And he recorded this and released this when he was 100 years old. This is great stuff. Take a listen. Thank you.
since the dawn of time. Our creator's mind, be it me. New dawn is waiting.
Marshall Allen with Nina Cherry from the brand new album New Dawn, and that was the title track, released on February 14th, 2025. Well, I'm DJ Frederick, and yes, I am here for my 25th, it's actually 26th year now, on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London. Grateful to be spinning the tunes for you here on a radio station that I started out on in 1999. So yeah, we're going to party like it's 1999. Okay, I admit it, that was a little cliche. Thank you.
Thank you. Walk On By, written by Burt Bacharach. And I just thought that was such a great song. That title, Walk On By, you can take that a lot of different ways. You could take it as a musician who's being ignored, you know, it's like the people just walk on by. So they just walk on by and you're playing and it's kind of an empty feeling. It's an ideal moment, I think, when you can do what you love to do. And for me, that's making music, playing guitar. For that time that you're there and you're making music, you can actually create some joy in their hearts by doing it well and doing it in such a way that they can feel it. And they actually feel some sort of a communication of love and care coming out of the music.
You never got a rabbit on it, ain't no friend of mine.
Thank you.
a set of some really cool music that I recently stumbled across. We started out with E.G. Is Here, which was a collaboration between Eric Gales, Jubu Smith, and Charlie Hunter with Calvin Napper on drums. Then we moved into Abraham Laboriel with the Bass Walk, Hadley Hawkinsmith and Tim Carman with Walk On By, and finally Abraham Laboriel again with Quiet Space live from the Berklee College of Music in 2014. All right, this is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop. We're just full of musical discovery. If you have any questions or complaints or concerns or even requests for music, you can email me at radiothriftshopnh@gmail.com. That's radiothriftshopnh@gmail.com.
Exploring Science in the Sea. About 12 million tons of plastics enter the oceans every year, the equivalent of a full garbage truck every minute. The total includes millions of grocery bags, but restrictions on the bags appear to be having a positive effect. Several studies have found big reductions in the number of bags found on beaches. Plastic bags are a huge problem for ocean life. Animals can get tangled up in them. Birds and turtles mistake them for jellyfish and eat them. And fish eat bits of plastic if the bags fall apart. So reducing the number of bags in the oceans can save the lives of many creatures. One study looked at the beaches in the United Kingdom. Governments there began cutting back on the bags more than a decade ago. Some of them banned the bags, while others required stores to charge for them. Since the restrictions went into effect, the number of bags picked up on the beaches has gone down by 80%. There have also been big reductions in the United States. A dozen states have banned the bags, along with a couple of hundred cities and counties. Others require consumers to pay for the bags. A study by Ocean Conservancy found that volunteers picked up 29% fewer bags in 2022 and 23 compared to the years before COVID-19. The numbers went way up during the pandemic as bag rules were suspended. Millions of bags are still washing into the oceans, so birds, turtles, and other life still face a threat from this common form of trash. Science in the Sea is a production of the University of Texas Marine Science Institute at Port Aransas. I'm Holly Brawley.
Well, thank you, Holly. All right, this is DJ Frederick. You are at the Radio Thrift Shop, and we have a flexible format, an homage to the underground era of broadcasts from the 1960s and 70s that I grew up with. Glad to be with you every Saturday evening from 10 p.m. until midnight, right here on WSCS 90.9 FM in the Kearsarge-Sunapee region, or around the world at classicalwscs.org. We're going to cruise on out with some music by Rick Panzer. Great stuff called Pre-Stretch Warm-Up. Thank you for listening and wishing you many blessings.